Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. It's 42276.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Paula Bell, B-E-L-L.
Thank you. Just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address?
It's 1002 Brookhaven Drive, Russellville, Kentucky, 42276.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up. So I do see here that you were charged for the Feast Treat. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
No, ma'am. Yeah, I want that canceled right now because that was not what I put in for. What I went on for was a KitchenAid mixer, and it said it was going to charge me $3 to $6, and I had to pull a thing to see if I won, and I was supposed to have won, and instead it's charging me for a Feast Treat, something or another, which is not what I put in for.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, and I understand. And so that app shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy.
I don't want that. I don't want it.
And it was for the chance to win the KitchenAid in a raffle.
Yeah, no, that's not what it put down. I don't want that. Reimburse my money. I just did it and checked my bank account, and it said $49 and some cents. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I can reduce the price of that app to $20.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Please refund my money.
Okay. So in the terms and conditions, well, I'm sorry. I have gotten that canceled for you for any future purchases. But in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the $59.97 charge and that it would be for that Feast Treat app. So if you
I don't want
term,
no Feast Treat app, ma'am. And if I have to, I will get me a lawyer. And because that's not what I went on was specifically for the KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, ma'am. And I
and
understand.
It was nothing about no Feast Treat app
right,
on there.
And I understand, yes, ma'am. But you would have
yes,
to
ma'am.
Agree
so,
to the terms and conditions in order to be charged.
I did not agree to anything. No, ma'am.
And
there's nothing on there that says agree to anything. There
ma'am,
was nothing on there that says agree
resolved,
to anything.
You would have to stop yelling. I would need a chance to speak in order to
okay,
get this resolved
well,
for you.
Okay, well, understand
and
this,
so
ma'am.
What I'm explaining is you would have to agree to the charges in order to be charged. And so what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $45 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, well, refund my $45, please, ma'am. Because you know what? When it says terms and conditions, you know what it has on there? It has $3 to $6 for the shipping of the KitchenAid mixer. It's what it has on it.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and do that refund for you. It may be in the account today. If there is a little bit of a delay, then that can take up to 3 to 5 business days. This also has been canceled. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, ma'am. That's it.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
You too. Thank you.